you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though May is moms and proms, let the tech flower by listening to Battleborn Tech now and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, broadcasting on FM 95.1, streaming live at knvc.org, and later on your favorite podcast app. Wondering if a text invite to prom should be Signal, WhatsApp, Messenger, or iMessage? Call Battleborn Tech 775-241-3571. Let us help you choose wisely by calling 775-241-3571. Opinions of Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week, we welcome Nora and Robert. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Corps, who write their opinions on typewriters. No autocorrect, no autocomplete, just a commitment to the text, one letter at a time.
Yeah, it's hard to get AI embedded into a 1970s Selectric typewriter. That's a typewriter. That's for all you folks out there that don't remember. A typewriter is something that you'd hammer away on and it would make letters onto paper. Very strange technology.
Yeah, and also it came with carbon paper so that you can make more than one copy, which reminds me about copy and fail. It's not about the carbon paper.
That's right. If you run any kind of Linux server system, you're probably already aware of the pants on fire, or I'm sorry, hair on fire.
I think both are on fire, actually.
Yeah.
Just one big figure of fire.
The latest CVE that has hit the airwaves, as it were, the name of the exploit is copy fail. And it only takes a very simple Python script, 732 characters long. That's tiny. And that tiny little script will give an attacker full-on root access to a server system and all the virtual machines running thereupon. It's a pretty significant CVE. And so if you're running servers, you should already be updating to the latest patches to get rid of that.
2026-31431 for those keeping track of the CVEs. And Joe, is it every Linux, just a couple Linux, or Mint, or what are we talking?
All of them.
All of them.
Every Linux distro is affected.
Even Red Hat?
Yeah, even Red Hat. I was running a CentOS 7, and I had to switch distros. I know it's ancient. But yeah, if your website mysteriously goes offline for about half an hour, that's why your admins are doing their due diligence by patching this particular exploit. So if you're running a server, yeah, you should patch that exploit too, even though it does take physical insertion of the script. Still, patch your servers. Keep them up to date. We got a phone call here, and this is Nora, where everything is coming up spam.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm having trouble with my internet, and I need to find out why I needed to give you my name.
Well, yeah, eventually. I was waiting for you to wind down, but sure, okay. And who am I talking to?
Talking to Nora.
Hey, Nora. So sorry you're having internet problems about something about email.
Something about, yeah, all my emails are going to trash.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe have you thought about getting better quality email? Maybe, do you think AI is deciding that your email is all trash? That's a little harsh.
I don't know, but there's some ones that I need for my because I'm a secretary for a club. You know, but some of them are junk, I know, but this, all of them, everything went to trash for 2.5 days.
Most people call and want more to go to trash, but you're the opposite. You want less to go to trash. Okay, let's work on that. We can do something about that. So who's your email with at the after the at sign? What is it? What is it?
AT&T.net.
Okay. Okay. AT&T's got SpamGuard, and usually they delete everything after 30 days. So you want to take a look on that. Everything is going, huh?
Yeah, everything. I've done it. It just happened 3 days ago.
All right.
The 24th was the last day I had emails.
So your emails that previously went to your inbox, no problem, are now going to spam, right?
Everything went to right. inbox.
Okay.
And then right. a friend of mine told me how to get to get them back off of the trash back into my inbox.
Okay. And how do you get your email? Do you just type it into your web browser? AT&T?
Well, it's Thunderbird.
Oh, you're using Thunderbird. Well, God bless you.
Well, that's who the.
Okay. That
set me up with Thunderbird.
Well, that changes things. So Thunderbird might be our problem. I got it, but I don't use it. Huh. Well, do you see when you bring up one of the ones that you want that are you in your front of your computer now?
Yes, I am. So you want me to go to trash?
Yeah, eventually you want to go to trash and say, you want to, mark it as not spam. Okay.
I have four or five. I've got 27, 26, and the 25th.
Okay.
Which ones came through, but nothing's come through for today, the 28th, and then they stopped on the 24th. So okay. And my daughter tried to send me one on the 28th. And it went on my phone, but it didn't go on my computer. Isn't that okay. weird?
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's a hint. Because it's either Thunderbird or AT&T marking it as spam. So one of the things you can do in Thunderbird is tools, accounts, set. Well, there's a couple things. Tools, options, security, reset training data. Now, what that does is saying, forget everything you know about junk mail and just let everything through. Okay. Cause it learns over time what is junk in Thunderbird. So it's called training. So if you go tools and then options and then security and then reset training data, that will wipe it clean. So if it's Thunderbird doing it to you, that should clean it up. Okay. So then later on, you're going to have to mark them as junk and retrain it. That'll be good.
Can you take over my computer and do that?
But tools, options, security, reset training data will do it. This won't help you if it's at AT&T's. You have to go on the webmail side and take a look at their filters. So you have to go to the website, AT&T website to get the mail and then, go in and take care of that. Check to see what they're marking as under rules. Since it come in on your phone, and not on your computer, I'm betting Thunderbird. And if you reset that data, that will do it. Okay?
Yeah, because, like I said, I've got the one from my daughter on my phone, but it's not on the computer, and it didn't go into junk either.
Yeah, that's a big clue. That's a big clue that it's Thunderbird. Another one, now I know while you're into tools, account settings, you can find tools, account settings, junk settings, and then make sure it says, do not mark mail as junk if sender is in my address book. So tools, account settings, junk settings, and you make sure that's checked. And that's
where do I find all these things? You say,
well, when you have Thunderbird up, the menu at the top should, one of the things should be tools. It could be file, and there could be a couple one down. I don't think I got Thunderbird on this.
I don't think I.
No, I don't.
So does that, could I go off of my emails and find that stuff?
Well, yeah, it should be in your email program if you're using Thunderbird. It should be at the top menu.
I don't see anything up there. You know how stupid I am.
No,
I mean,
you're
I
not
know
stupid.
Nothing. Well,
no,
I don't.
Not.
I mean, I know nothing. I don't know.
Why doesn't everybody just use the U.S. mail like God intended? Is that's what I want to know, right?
I did for years, and that was fine. I worked for the post office for years.
I know, Nora. So, it's stupid, not you. So, yeah, you had everything working fine until email came on.
Well, I don't think Thunderbird up here. I don't know where I find it.
Well, your email should be, if you're using Thunderbird, should be where your email is, right? You're using Thunderbird, or you're going out on a web address to a web page?
I don't know.
Computer
Corps set it up, so I don't know what we'd do.
Yeah. Well, Thunderbird is something else. Yeah. You could do Alt key or F10 to try to get the menu if you can't see it right away.
Okay, I see. You Alt
key
or what?
Or F or the F10, yeah.
Okay, well, like I say, I don't know.
If you hold down the Alt, will it show it? There's
wait a minute, I got to find it.
Okay,
there's Alt. It's not showing nothing.
All right. Well, maybe we can follow up a call. You can take another stab at it and give us another call back, but we got to end up this call. But those are the two things you can do to find it out. And maybe you get someone else over to help you and help you with to figure out whether you're using Thunderbird or the web. That's an important part, too.
Okay.
And then get those going. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think you're on your way. So it's not you. It's them. So good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye.
Well, God bless Nora. You know, phone support is hard, and I do it every week, but she stumped me. Later on, we found out that she thought she was only getting trash and spam because those in Thunderbird were correctly sorted. That was the problem. Her inbox, or the things she mailed she wanted, somebody clicked on the top of the heading. She says she did it, so I'm just saying somebody did a click on the heading on the top of the calling for dates. And so it says, oh, sure, you want me to flip it? So what happened is that she cleans out her inbox, salute, inbox zero. And so she had it from her oldest email, and then the new emails came down at the bottom of the column off the screen. So her emails were coming. She just couldn't see them. She could only see the old ones because of the sort order. A simple click to swap the sorting of the date brought back all her emails. And I'm sorry, Nora. Sorry you're getting emails again.
Sorry you're getting emails again?
Well, it must be. Well, it's just work. If you look at it, emails that come in are pretty much work.
That is very true. And be careful what you click on. Just your warning of the day. If you see any links, don't click on them. So,
well, and don't click on the headers unless you mean to switch the sort things in Thunderbird. That'll get you. And also, it's good that if you think you're going crazy with and you have an email client, go ahead and sign in on the web. And almost all emails have a web interface. You can check out and make sure that it's actually your email and not your email program by looking at it on the web.
Good advice. We have got another phone call here. This is Robert, and he is trying to finagle his way out of scamming and scammers, and it's just hard to do sometimes.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Yeah, this is Robert. I'm calling about a couple situations. I got scammed last November and also recently in May.
Okay.
So it's a little bit, both of them are a little bit different situations. I was at a motel and my computer was going haywire. So I shut it down and I went and got it to my local computer guy and erased everything. This is Sacramento, by the way. And so when I come home, I went to stop at McAfee's because I realized I didn't have a good enough security system, and I bought a program from McAfee's and went home and I tried to download it and I had trouble with it. And immediately I got a call from a group in India, said they were with McAfee.
Oh,
so,
cool.
They said, yeah, I said, they said they got their spyware on my computer and they're there to help me download McAfee. I said, okay, great. Cause I'm having trouble with it. And apparently,
yeah, those scammers got really good customer service at the beginning, don't they?
Yeah, I was surprised. They called me immediately. Say, hey, we're McAfee. Said, oh, okay. Man, this McAfee's really
right
on the ball.
There. That's suspicious right there, but go ahead. Yeah.
So, anyway, they asked if they could, you know, get control of my computer, and I gave them permission to do that because I was stupid. And,
You know, I'll stop you right there. You know, it's not your fault that they're scammers. I mean, they're the ones being bad. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you don't know what you don't know, you know, and I didn't know anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want my computer to work, you know. I got
my
games. I want to play
my
wrist.
They know that. They're taking advantage of you. So go ahead. So
they took
over your computer. Good times.
They took over the computer, and then they went along where, you know, if you want us to download Microsoft 11 and different things, and we could take care of this virus for you and protect you with spyware. And I said, well, okay, well, what's the cost? And he says, for 3 years of protection, it's $5.99. So I'm like, well, that's a lot of money, but I want my computer run, and I don't have a whole lot of time to mess with this. I'm in a motel out of town. And difficult time. So I went ahead and said, okay, so I agreed to it. And I didn't want to get myself into, obviously. So I went to work, and I realized that they misspelled McAfee. The three times they wrote McAfee on my computer, they were misspelling it.
Yeah.
And I said, how could they be McAfee? They're not spelling the name correctly.
Yeah,
like,
maybe that's,
you know,
part of the scam. They can't say the exact name.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, they just kept misspelling it.
Yeah.
So I tried to call back, and I got some sort of a bubble response. And I couldn't get hold of it, so I panicked. And as soon as I got off work, I went down and got it erased again. That's another $100 to get erased.
Oh, so
I mean,
$200. You got a bubble. You got a bubble response. I don't know what that is. What is that?
No, my phone, when I called the number, bubbles come on my phone.
Bubble?
You know, which is, yeah, it's actually showed bubbles on my phone. Instead of, you know, the call number, I had bubbles. It's just, you know,
the caller ID said bubbles.
Yeah, it said bubbles, and then makes no funny sound, and I just, you know, like, what the hell, they can't get a hold of it, I can't even leave a message, and I'm like, hey, wait a second, I'm going to cancel that $5.99, because I realize that's a ridiculous price.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, anyway.
$5.99 to bubbles, okay.
Right, so I went down to my computer store, and it got it erased again,
and so
they were telling me, we checked with McAfee, and come to find out, they had put a new security name on my McAfee account. And that's the McAfee. Said, well, that's not your name, and we've got your receipt here, so we know you're legitimate. So we'll if you want to, we'll erase them and put your name on the security system so they can't get on it. I said, fantastic. So I did that. And I immediately called my bank up, and, you know, it's Alaska Federal Credit Union up in Anchorage, Alaska. So I contacted them, and they within a month they got my $5.99 back. Because I used a Visa card.
Well, this is good.
And,
this is a good, you know, a journey
folks. Good.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So a month later, I got a call from the same company in India. And they said, well, we're no longer with McAfee. We got, you know, lost our contract with them.
Oh, my, they came back for another bite from the apple.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
They said, hey, we'll give you $5.99 to make up for it. Give your money back.
Oh,
I said, no, thank you. I've got my money back. It's between you and the bank now because I don't need another $5.99 because I realized immediately that was, hey, let me pay it twice and so we can scam you a second time, you know?
Yeah, geez.
You know, shame on them the first time, shame on me the second, which I did not fall for.
Yeah, okay. I kind of go along with that, sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe they called you back. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they it was pretty gutsy out there.
Did you say hello, Bubbles? Did you call them Bubbles?
No.
You should have asked for Bubbles. Next time, ask for Bubbles. Can it be for Bubbles?
Yeah, it was really strange because I hear Bubbles and then it would show Bubbles, blah blah blah, on my phone. So I didn't understand what's going on there.
It would show Bubbles on your phone, and the caller ID said Bubbles.
And and it would make bubble sounds.
Oh man, I forgot how to do that. That sounds awesome.
yeah, just when I try to call them, don't have a legitimate number because they would, like I said, go to some sort of recording of a Bubbles and show Bubbles on my phone. So that, man, this is not good.
All right. Is there anything I can help you with? This was very entertaining, but what you're looking for tips on, how not to get tricked or what's up? What's up? It sounds like you're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, there, but you did pretty well. You called your bank, you didn't fall for the call back, and you got your computer cleaned up. So those are all good things to do.
Yeah. And, I had a recent program. It's I got it crossed up with that recent one that I did in November, but I brought it down to, I don't know, am I allowed to say the name of it? The place?
Well, we'll just say a good repair place. That'll be fine.
Someone that referred me to a store that does work in Carson City.
All right.
And I was real happy with that. And now it's working. I'm on my computer now. Okay. And they took that virus off.
Well, there's a lot, I'm glad you had a good experience here. There's a lot of, there's programs and stuff. We usually, at our shop, we usually recommend just the built-in Microsoft one because, as you found out, no matter what you got on, if they call you on the phone and trick you into trusting them to get on your computer, game's over. I mean, it doesn't matter what you have. It's like you unlock the door and they, it doesn't matter how good the lock is. If you unlock the door and they come in,
that was the second thing that happened. I got my latest scam. I was with I found out that I've been paying for 4 years for an Avast program for security, even though I have McAfee. And I realized, what's this bill for? So I looked it up and kind of found out I paid 4 years. That's about $1,200, for 4 years. But I realized, hey, what's this bill for? And so I called my bank, and they informed me that now, even though my credit card got canceled, when I get a new card, they can, because I put on this free 3 month trial period, then it goes to automatic. And, I never saw my computer in real life. Yeah. So it's not on my computer. I don't see Avast anywhere. So I got my bank involved. They called Avast up and we're going. The guy says, well, let me get on a computer and I'll erase it. So I gave him control of my computer, another stupid thing to do.
Trying
to get me to get my caller, my bank in Alaska to hang up. I said, no, I want a witness. In case the thing goes sideways, and 3 times he tried to get her to hang up. And I said, no, I want her on the phone. Oh, he's like, you can trust me. And I said, well, I don't know you. I've had this bank I've had for 50 years, so I trust them. And he said, well, you haven't known her very long. I said, no, but I trust the institution. I don't know your institution. And he thought it was pretty funny. So anyway, he got on my computer, and he's, was like 45 minutes in that computer, trying to find the program to erase it, he says. Realized on the emails that it says right on there, you are now protected, which I didn't know you need to download to actually get that protection. Okay. In other words, 45 minutes, so there's no reason to be on my computer because it was never downloaded, which I didn't know.
But you were paying for it, too.
Yeah, I was paying for it. So I want a refund. He goes, no, I'm not giving you a refund. So that's where we're at now. And I don't know if my bank will pay for that or not, but
I don't know how far back.
He had no reason to get on my computer because it was never downloaded.
I
told him it's about on my screen. I don't see it, so I don't see the value of having it.
I think the only people I've remoted in the computer are people I've met face to face. I mean, they're my clients that we have a relationship. They know me and all that. But other than that, I can't. It's really dicey to get someone. It's like letting a stranger into your house, you know, you kind of want to know him. Hey, we got to bring this call to Cole, but thanks for calling. It's a cautionary tale, and we'll go over some tips when we go over it on the show. But, hey, thanks for calling in, and you helped out a lot of people by telling us your cautionary tale. there. Yeah. And good job. Good job finding some help at computer shops and at your bank to get you straight away.
Yes, thank you, sir. Appreciate your help.
All right, thanks, and thanks for calling. Battleborne Tech.
Sure, bye-bye, man.
Bye-bye.
Well, Robert talked about bubbles, and I was a little confused. I looked it up, and bubbles is actually what comes up if customer response management, they're probably using the scammers are using a program to keep track of their customers. And if you call into that and there's a little configuration problem, it comes up with bubbles. It really does. It's a thing.
I knew a exotic dancer way back when whose nickname was Bubbles. So,
yeah. not so much here. Not so much, unfortunately. These are scammers. I don't know what dances they do. But also the sounds he's heard is actually the switching equipment where the auto dialers are switching from one to another. That sounds like a little popping noise. So he's actually coming into the Scam Central call center and hearing the switching equipment and the customer scam database was saying, I don't know who you are, Bubbles. And that's the name of the scammer. So Bubbles is not good. If you get Bubbles, hang up.
Agreed. And that doesn't include the fake keyboard noises that AI phone trees have.
Ah!
Well, Christy, you know what? We've come to the end of the show. How about some words of wisdom going out?
This has been Battleborne Tech. Thanks to our callers, Noah and Robert. They called us at 775-241-3571. We're in studio Saturdays from 9 to 11 Pacific. Call us then at 775-241-3571 or anytime and tell us a good time to call you back. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder, Break Like Street Dancers. Not break like cars, avoiding them. Our engineer is Joe Bly. The difference between the thunderstorm crashing on the microphones and the serene radio waves you're cruising on now. Our thanks to Anthony, our ex post facto checker, our nerd prom chaperone, checking the purity of the punch bowl, lighting up dark corners, and making sure that Tech Talk stays a dance and not a rumble. Notice Claude AI contributed to this episode. Complaints may be directed to Claude itself, which will receive them like a prom chaperone, attentively, diplomatically, and with absolutely no intention of changing the rules. Support locally produced ad-free shows by donating at kmvc.org by clicking the big red donate button in the top right corner and give Battleborne Tech a shout-out in the comments. Our email is questions@battleborne.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the end of the address. Our latest links are at bbtl.ink/stats. That's bbtlink/stats with a dot between the L and the I-N-K. Get the links you missed there. This has been Battleborne Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at the show's website, battleborne.tech, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Battleborne Tech. That's all for Battleborne Tech, where we dance with the tech and keep time to the bits. Next on KNVC 95.1 is High Desert Music, where wallflowers bloom and music chaperones your soul into the beauty created by local artists of the high deserts. Have a neat week, and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1.